Welcome to the New Home Buyers Podcast, brought to you by Barrett Homes and David Wilson Homes. In this new podcast series, we will be exploring the trials and tribulations of acquiring your own home. We'll do this by talking to a series of expert professionals who will be answering the questions most often asked by you, the home buyer. My name is Dave Harris, and in this episode, we are going to be taking an in-depth look at mortgages. What they are, why they matter, and how do you get one, especially in the current context, we're recording this in November 2022, of cost of living crisis and rising mortgage interest rates. With me to answer the questions you're asking is mortgage expert Felicity Barnett. Felicity is a national account manager at The Mortgage Brain, a Southwest-based mortgage brokerage with over 30 years of mortgage broking experience. Felicity herself has been in the property business since 2003 and knows everything worth knowing, frankly, about getting a mortgage. Felicity, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Felicity, I wonder whether we could start with really quite a basic question, particularly perhaps for our first-time buyers who are listening to this. You know, what is a mortgage?
Well, simply put, a mortgage is a loan given to a person to buy a property. Mortgages are specifically related to property as opposed to anything else. It's known as a secured loan, so in the event that you do not keep up with those mortgage payments, you will lose your home as a result of it.
How long typically would it take you to pay off this loan?
That's a changing answer daily. So typically, it was always 25 years for a mortgage term, but more recently, we've seen people push to 30 years. You can extend a term to make those mortgage repayments slightly cheaper.
All right. Well, look, let's get into the questions that you get asked a lot by people who are coming to you looking for a mortgage. So I suppose at the moment, and as I said in the introduction, we're having this conversation in November 2022, and there's a lot going on in the property market. And one of those things is interest rates appear, on the face of it anyway, to be have some upward pressure on them. So presumably people ask you about interest rates. You know, that must be something people worry about.
Well, absolutely. And it's the million-dollar question as to what's going to happen in the future. Unfortunately, I can't tell you that. I'm not able to predict the future as much as I would love to. But interest rates are rising due to the fact that inflation is at an all-time high. And in order to try and reduce inflation, they increase interest rates. So that will very much depend on how we manage to control inflation as a country. What I can tell you in relation to interest rates is don't focus too much on it. When it comes to looking at a mortgage, it is very much about how much can you afford to spend. So what we really need to understand is what does your monthly budget look like, what makes it comfortable for you, and how can we find a mortgage that suits your personal needs.
And while we're talking about interest rates, I wonder if you could explain to me and our listeners about this thing we hear on the news a lot, the Bank of England rate, the base rate. You know, what is that? Why does it matter for our mortgages?
Well, the Bank of England rate is the level that's set for lenders to borrow from the Bank of England. So it's a kind of stepping stone for lenders to consider how they price their mortgage products. But it doesn't necessarily mean the interest rate that you will be borrowing at. So it's just simply the cost of lending from the Bank of England to the lender themselves. So your interest rate that you will pay will be above the Bank of England base rate, but what you pay will be dependent on the product that you choose, the deposit that you're putting into the new home, or the equity that you have in your existing property.
And presumably as well, I know there are different types of mortgages, things like fixed rates and all that sort of thing. So for some people, the worry might be that their current fixed rate that they're on will run out in some limited period of time, and then they might be exposed to a much higher rate. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you went and secured a mortgage 4 years ago and you took a five-year fixed rate, you will be faced with the fact that your mortgage interest rate is likely to increase when it comes to an end in a year's time. So the best thing you can do is speak to a mortgage advisor as early as you possibly can before your fixed term expires, and they can guide you through your options as to what you can do to try and keep those payments affordable.
And as we're talking, you know, in detail here about mortgages, does it matter the type of mortgage broker you speak to, depending on, you know, whether you're remortgaging or you're a first-time buyer or you're buying a new build? I mean, does that make any difference, or are all mortgage brokers the same?
Well, I would never say all mortgage brokers are the same. There's always a difference in quality, Dave, but I'm biased. What I will say is that there are certain elements within mortgage brokering that is considered specialist. Those would include things like buy-to-let mortgages, commercial mortgages, and certainly new build mortgages. But generally, all mortgage advisors have sat the same exams and are able to advise you accordingly. You just may want to speak to somebody with more experience within a certain area that may be able to find you the right solution.
And thinking about it from the buyer's point of view, you know, some people are self-employed, some people are freelance, some people have salary jobs. There's a sort of perception around, I think, that perhaps a salary job is the easiest thing to get a mortgage with. Is that right?
I would disagree. I'd base it on experience of being able to deal with these customers. What I would call a vanilla customer doesn't really exist anymore, of somebody simply earning a very basic salary and not having any massive commitments. Most people now have a colourful arrangement of ways that they earn money because we're all so clever and entrepreneurial. So it wouldn't really make any difference as to which mortgage advisor you speak to. I would expect all of them to be able to help and advise you accordingly. Don't forget, you're not limited to one mortgage advisor. So as in anything, you can always go and get a second opinion if you just want to have that information fact checked.
I want to ask you now about the Help to Buy scheme that has been around for a few years now, because I think I'm right in saying that that's finished, or it's going to finish soon, depending on what part of the country you're in and that sort of thing. So tell me about that.
Yes, so Help to Buy in England was closed to new applications on the 31st of October 2022. So you're not able to apply for any new lending for Help to Buy. But Help to Buy is still available in Wales on new homes for first-time buyers up to the value of £250,000. Your application will need to be in by the 31st of March 2023, and your legal completion can't be further than December 2023.
And are there any things in place which are going to help instead of that scheme?
That, again, is the question we've been asking for a year in preparation. And the honest answer is that there's no one solution that will work mass market the way that Help to Buy did. It was incredibly successful at what it achieved, but we're now in a market where it very much needs to be tailored to the individual solution. And we do have other options available out there. It is going to be tailored advice to suit you. What the most important thing is that you pick up the phone and you ask a qualified expert, because a huge amount of first-time buyers already believe that they can't afford to buy a home, and two-thirds of them have never checked. So the worst case scenario is that you have a conversation, you're not quite ready yet, but we'll help you get on the right path to save to buy your first home.
Yeah, that's great advice. So basically, you know, find out from the experts. Don't just assume that what you've heard down the pub or read in the local paper is correct.
Absolutely. Your circumstances are very different to your friend's circumstances. So find out for yourself what you are able to achieve.
Okay, that's brilliant advice. Thank you. I suppose another question that you must get asked a lot, particularly again when people come in to see you for the first time, is what can I afford? How much can I borrow? You know, what can I buy?
Absolutely. So we need to run an affordability calculator with you. We will go through all of your income and all of your outgoings. From there, we'll be able to determine exactly what your maximum affordability will be and give you a really clear idea as to what the maximum house price is that you're able to achieve. What we will do during that time is also look at the costs associated with buying the property. So we'll take into consideration your deposit requirements as well as what those mortgage repayments may look like.
Now that's interesting you mentioned deposits there, because I think that's something again that a lot of people get a bit scared about, particularly first time buyers, because they think, oh well, I can't possibly buy a house because I can't afford to save up for a deposit. Is it essential these days to have a deposit? And if so, how big does that have to be?
It is essential to have a deposit. You will need at least a 5% contribution from yourself. That doesn't necessarily mean your own personal savings. We refer to the Bank of Mum and Dad as a fantastic lender. So we have seen a huge amount of customers asking their parents to assist them to help contribute towards that 5%. What I will say is the bigger your deposit, the more options become available to you. So lenders generally will lend in loan-to-value brackets of 5%. And each time you get an additional 5%, your interest rate will normally come down. So the bigger your deposit, the cheaper your mortgage will usually be.
So I think what a lot of people are going to ask, and I assume they ask you this, is, you know, what's going to happen to house prices? Because, you know, traditionally they've always seemed to go up, but here we are in November 2022 and, you know, there's perhaps some downward pressure, arguably, because of interest rates and the state of the economy, cost of living crisis, etc. So how do you answer that question?
Well, I think it's important to note that as we sit here today, we have not seen a downturn in the market in terms of house prices. There is a natural demand and supply issue in the UK. So we are massively behind as a country in terms of building building new houses for the demand that we need. And whilst that remains in place, house prices will generally remain reasonably strong. What I will say is that in the future, just be mindful that ultimately when you buy a property, it is long term. You are not looking to shift that property in 6 months and make a quick buck on it. It is your home. Usually you buy a property for between 5 and 10 years, and then you move up the ladder depending on your family size and your needs and requirements. And over that time, it has generally been considered that bricks and mortar has been a fairly strong investment.
Presumably in the scenario where house prices do go down, of course, if you're moving up the property ladder, then the house you're going to buy will have reduced in value as well. So I suppose in that sense, it's all relative.
Yeah, and relative is the key word there. So if you are selling your property in a lower market where property prices may have reduced, then whatever you're then looking to buy will also have done so. But it only matters if the housing market has come down, if you are looking to sell. If you're not, then it makes absolutely no difference. Just continue making your mortgage repayments. And as the market changes, as it always has done up and down, your house price will follow the market.
Okay, so it would be remiss of me not to mention negative equity at this point, because clearly that is a sort of a kind of bogeyman subject, isn't it? It happened a number of years ago and some people got caught out by that. So what is negative equity and why does it matter?
Negative equity is where your mortgage will be higher than the current value of your home. So in the event of you needing to sell that property, you will still owe a difference and that will have to come out of your pocket. It only matters if you are in the process of selling. With a lender, they will not change any part of your mortgage deal if you happen to be in negative equity, as long as you're making those repayments. So it doesn't necessarily directly affect you. What you need to do is keep repaying your monthly payments, sit tight and wait for the market to come back.
And what about those monthly payments? Because obviously that's the mortgage payments are a big deal for most people. It's a reasonably large part of their income probably. Can you reduce those monthly payments? Are there things you can do to alleviate that situation?
There's absolutely things you can do to look at reducing your mortgage payments. From the outset, that might be looking at your mortgage product. You've got fixed rates and tracker rates and discounted rates. Each of those will apply a different term depending on risk. So with a fixed rate, you know what those payments were always going to be and you pay normally a premium for doing so. A tracker rate will go up and down with the market, which usually is cheaper than a fixed rate, and therefore again that may reduce your payment. Alternatively, you can look at your term. So we can extend your term out. Now, for most, telling somebody they're going to be having a 40-year mortgage term seems like an incredibly scary deal, and they imagine themselves as a very old person still trying to cough up their monthly mortgage payment. Don't forget, this can be amended at any time during your mortgage journey. So what we often do is, with a first-time buyer, extend it to that maximum term while they understand what that monthly budget looks like. And then as they progress through their buying journey of their life, we will look to reduce the term because their circumstances will change. Having two young children, I am very aware that my outgoing costs are much higher right now than when they finally leave home and I stop having to spend on their food bill.
And in terms of those monthly outgoings, does it make a difference whether you're buying a second-hand home as opposed to a new build home?
Well, as I said, a new build is a specialism area. Very proud to say I'm a new build expert. There are a couple of differences. One of the big ones at the moment is the green agenda, which means that lenders are trying to reward customers for buying an economically efficient property. So there's something known as the green mortgage, and that's either a discounted rate, so a slightly cheaper interest rate, or a cash back or another benefit in kind. That can make a difference to those monthly payments. The other thing we consider when buying a new build in terms of the mortgage world is how long your offer is valid for. So when buying new build, it tends to be that your property may not be ready for 3 to 6 months. We've got to be, we are very careful and conscious about ensuring that you have that mortgage offer in place, that security and peace of mind all the way through until you're ready to complete.
Felicity, before we finish, what would be your one piece of advice you'd offer to somebody who's listening to this podcast, thinking of getting a mortgage or thinking of remortgaging? What would you say to them?
I would remind them that their personal circumstances are theirs. They must do what's right for them and their family. So speak to an expert, pick up the phone and really get the advice that they need tailored to suit them.
Felicity, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. You've given us so much interesting and useful information about the process of getting a mortgage. You've been listening to the New Home Buyers Podcast, brought to you by Barrett Homes and David Wilson Homes. I'm Dave Harris, and I've been talking to mortgage expert Felicity Barnett of The Mortgage Brain. If you're thinking of buying a new home, then simply pop in or call the development you're interested in, and the sales team will make you very welcome. Why not check out our podcast page at www.newhomebuyers.podbean.com, where you can find all sorts of useful information and listen to our other podcasts in the New Home Buyers podcast series. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast. If so, please share it with your family and friends if you think they'd find it useful too. Join us for another episode soon, but in the meantime, happy house hunting and thanks for listening.